Are you looking for an upgrade to your home's flooring? Then consider investing in carpet padding in New Canaan North. Carpet padding is essential for prolonging the life of your carpets and increasing their comfort level. It also helps reduce noise and makes vacuuming easier. With so many advantages, there's no doubt why carpet padding is becoming a popular choice for many homeowners in the New Canaan North area. In this blog post, we'll take a close look at the different types of carpet padding available, as well as their respective benefits and drawbacks. We'll also provide tips on how to select the right type of padding for your needs. Keep reading to learn more. Types of carpet padding. Carpet padding, also known as carpet cushion, is a layer of material placed under the carpet to provide added comfort and durability. There are several types of carpet padding available, each with its own unique benefits and characteristics. The table below provides a quick comparison of the most popular types of carpet padding. In summary, the type of carpet padding you choose will depend on your specific needs and preferences. It is important to choose the right type of padding to ensure the longevity of your carpet and enhance overall comfort. How to choose the right carpet padding? Choosing the right carpet padding is an essential step in ensuring your carpet looks and performs its best for years to come. When making your selection, it's important to consider the thickness. Carpet padding thickness is measured in millimeters and ranges from 3 millimeters to 12 millimeters. A thicker padding will provide more cushioning and comfort underfoot, but it can also raise the overall height of the carpet, which may cause issues with door clearance. Density. Density refers to the weight of the padding per square meter. Higher density padding will be more durable and long-lasting, but it can also be more expensive. Type of carpet. The type of carpet you choose will also determine the type of padding you need. For example, a low-pile carpet may require firmer padding, while a plush carpet will require softer padding for added comfort. Room and traffic. The room and traffic level will also play a role in determining the right padding. For example, a high-traffic area such as a hallway or living room will require more durable and higher-density padding, while a low-traffic room such as a guest bedroom may require softer and lower-density padding. Cost. Carpet padding can vary in cost, so it is important to consider your budget when making your selection. In general, the higher the density, the more expensive the padding will be. However, it's important to keep in mind that investing in higher quality padding will save you money in the long run by extending the life of your carpet. Also, consider carpet repair services, as they can save you even more money. It's always recommended to consult with professionals when it comes to choosing the right carpet padding for your space. They can help you understand the different options available and guide you in making an informed decision that will meet your specific needs and budget. Step-by-step guide on how to install carpet padding. Installing carpet padding is a relatively straightforward process, but it's important to make sure it's done correctly to ensure the best performance and longevity of your carpet. Here is a step-by-step guide on how to install carpet padding. Prepare the subfloor. Before installing the carpet padding, make sure the subfloor is clean and free of debris. Any holes or cracks should be filled and the surface should be level. Measure and cut. Measure the room and cut the padding to size. It's important to make sure the padding is the same size as the room to avoid wrinkles and bunching. Lay the padding. Start by laying out the padding in the center of the room and then smooth it out to the edges. Secure the edges. Use a carpet roller or a heavy object to press the padding into place, especially at the edges and corners, and ensure a tight fit. Seam and glue. If the room is larger than the padding, you will need to seam and glue the pieces together. Use a seam roller to press the seams together, and then apply a seam sealer to hold the pieces in place. Install the carpet. Once the padding is in place, it's time to install the carpet. Make sure the carpet is stretched tight, and use a knee kicker or power stretcher to ensure a tight fit. Trim the excess. Trim any excess carpet or padding around the edges of the room using a utility knife or carpet cutter. Final check. Perform a final check to make sure the carpet is stretched tight, there are no wrinkles or bunching, and the carpet is properly secured at the edges. Also, check for color correction to ensure the color is even. It's always recommended to consult with professionals for the installation of carpet padding to ensure that it is done correctly and to have a long-lasting performance. Please note that if the padding needs to be glued, it is important to use the right adhesive and follow the manufacturer's instructions to avoid any damage to the carpet or the subfloor. Tips on how to maintain and extend the life of the padding. Proper maintenance and care can help extend the life of your carpet padding and ensure that it continues to provide added comfort and protection for your carpet. Here are some tips on how to maintain and extend the life of your carpet padding. 1. Vacuum regularly. Vacuuming your carpet regularly can remove dirt and debris that can cause wear and tear on your carpet padding. 2. Clean spills and stains immediately. Clean any spills or stains as soon as they happen to prevent damage to the padding and the carpet. 3. Rotate your carpet. Rotating your carpet every few months can help distribute wear and tear evenly across the padding, prolonging its life. 4. Use furniture pads. Place furniture pads under the legs of heavy furniture to prevent dents and compression in the padding. 5. Check the padding regularly. Check the padding regularly for signs of wear, compression, or damage. If the padding has become compressed or worn, it may be necessary to replace it to ensure the longevity of the carpet. 6. Professional cleaning. Consider professional cleaning for your carpet and padding every 12 to 18 months, as this will help to remove deep-seated dirt, dust, and allergens, which can cause damage over time. It's always recommended to consult with professionals for maintaining and extending the life of your carpet padding to ensure that it is done correctly and to have a long-lasting performance. By following these tips, you can ensure that your carpet padding remains in good condition and continues to protect your carpet for years to come. In conclusion, carpet padding is an essential component of any carpet installation and should not be overlooked. It provides added comfort and cushioning, protects the carpet fibers from wear and tear, and extends the overall lifespan of your carpet. It is important to take into account the thickness, density, type of carpet, room, traffic, and cost when choosing the right padding. The installation process should be done correctly by measuring and cutting the padding to size, installing it, and possibly seaming and gluing it. Regular vacuuming and cleaning, as well as rotating the carpet and replacing the padding as needed, will help maintain the longevity of the carpet and padding.